I had a little cry earlier, but and I had a big cry last night.
Yeah.
But I'm not crying now.
You're not.
And I think for that,
yeah,
I'm doing so well.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I know, when general knowledge...
You don't find general knowledge all the time.
You don't find general knowledge.
Every day.
But when you do, it's generally known that you fall in love with someone.
Yes.
I mean, nothing brings a couple together like general knowledge.
Boom.
Love is Blind is basically an ode to general knowledge.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the beautiful Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I got an interesting phone call yesterday from a good friend of ours, good podcast buddy of ours, Mike Pesca from The Gist.
Nice.
Remember Mike Pesca
of
from
course.
The Gist? Okay,
yes.
You know, he's been a long-time friend
Mike.
And supporter of the show. And so I want to let you listen to the conversation almost verbatim. So let me see if I can remember it.
Recreate it?
Yeah, I'll recreate it
okay.
In my head, which means it won't at all be accurate.
This is accurate.
Yeah, this is as accurate as Brian will ever get, which is basically paraphrasing, which is just a platitude. So we're just, never mind, I'm going to go down a rabbit hole. Ready? Okay, here it goes. Hello.
Hey, Brian, it's Mike from The Gist.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah, doing good. Got a question for you. I hear you all over SmartList. I see you all over the charts, and I know you're doing very well with that show over there, The Commercial Break. If I would have called you a year ago and asked if you would have had this many listeners a year from now, what would you have said? Because I got to be honest, I would have said no.
And I'm like, oh, thanks, Mike. I appreciate
it.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. Top 50, maybe. But I mean, top 10? No way.
Well,
thanks,
he's
Mike.
Being honest.
He's being honest. It's a testament to how much content I think we're putting out.
We do feel the same way.
Oh, absolutely. I have no fucking clue why it's going. No clue. Well, a podcast review I read this morning, which I'm reading less and less, by the way, because I love our podcast reviews. But I know that for every five we get that are good, we're getting that one.
The sprinkle in.
I like
the sprinkle of the salty comments.
Makes you feel like there's actual listeners out there listening.
Correct.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, totally.
Yes. Like, and it kind of keeps you down. You know, I mean, it knocks you down a little bit.
Do you remember, like, way at the beginning of the podcast, we got, like, a bunch of reviews. Let's call it 20 reviews. And they really didn't make much vocabulary sense,
right?
They were like, commercial break, many happies.
You know,
and it's like, what?
That's right.
Many happies, commercial break. That what we had figured out, we think, was another commercial break was saying, go and review the podcast or whatever they were doing. And all of a sudden, we were getting these reviews for... news podcast.
Oh, that's
basically.
Right. It was that other, the commercial break.
It was mixed in bad English and then, you know, great news articles. You know, I'm up to date every day.
I get my news from you every day.
Can't wait for your take on
it.
Yeah, please don't.
Get your news from us.
It was clear that they were not reviewing our podcast. What was going on? They were reviewing another podcast called Commercial Break, not The Commercial Break.
You tried to contact them.
I did contact them. Mm-hmm. I sent them an email and I said, hey guys, just wanted to give you a heads up. I think at one point they had responded to us too.
Yeah.
The strange thing is some of those reviews, they actually went away over time. So I don't know. And I also had contacted Apple about
you
it.
Did.
I said, I think that we have a problem.
You were good and honest.
I was trying to keep, you know, trying to fair game, fair play, as they would say in the UK. Fair play, brother. Fair
also,
play.
We didn't want anybody thinking they could get news from us.
No, please. News. We tried first couple of few episodes. We were trying to stay up to date with all the pandemic information. And then we got death threats. So I stopped. So we get this review the other day and it's like, this guy can't read an article without stuttering. I'm giving up or something along those lines.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what an asshole. What an asshole. And then I thought to myself, I do the exact same thing on the show to other people. So I have to keep my mouth shut. I can't be all upset because what's good for the goose, as my dad used to say, is good for the gander. And I don't even know what a fucking gander is. So there you go.
It's the flock.
Flock. Why can't it say what's good for the goose is good for the flock? I guess it doesn't sound as good.
It's a gander. It's called a gander.
Is it called a gander?
The family is the gander.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I was hustling around my neighborhood as I do in the car, all angry, getting upset at everybody. You know, God damn it, stop, start, go, stop. And my son in the back, he'll be like, fucking idiot. That's what he said the other day. I go, fucking idiot. And my son goes, Dad, he's a fucking idiot. And I was like, son. Yes, he is. And then we kept driving.
Yeah. Act like it's no big deal.
Yeah. So I'm driving down the street and there's somebody just stops in the middle of the street.
Oh.
And I'm like, God damn, people drive like idiots. And I go to go around the lady and the corner of my eye, I realize that she has stopped for a gander.
Oh.
She has stopped for a gander.
I mean, I think that's what they're called.
No, it is. You're right. Okay. I'm just kidding with you.
Okay.
I know what a gander is.
I'm like, does that mean the body?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Does that mean the whole
thing? No, it's an actual, it's a gander
it's
of
a
geese.
It's a gander of geese. Yeah. Okay. You know, so, when you start second guessing yourself.
Yeah. So I had honked at this lady. I was like, bam, bam, you know? And as I go to go around
you
her.
You hit one.
Yeah. I killed the whole gander.
Like
I gotta take
idiot.
A gander at the gander, Matthias. Daddy, there's duck on the windshield. It's for dinner, son. Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot, Goots. So then I feel all bad about it.
Sure.
So I wave to the lady. I'm like, please tell me. But then I actually got out of the car to stop to wave down cars coming the other direction because
you tried to make up for it.
It was a blind curve and I knew that people were going to be coming fast. So I decided to put my body in front of it so my son could watch me die.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted my son's last memory to be of me, saving the gander.
Feathers flying everywhere. Your legs are on the windshield.
Yeah.
Your torso's over here.
What if I'm just broken in half and the geese, the little just baby geese, just start walk. Pecking at it? Yeah, just eating my entrails.
Those geese, they can be mean.
Oh, I've had one chase me around
they
the river.
Chase.
Yeah,
yes.
They chase. Yeah, we were at a party one time when my kids were, my kids are really young, but like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. we were at a party down by the river and Mia had just started walking and Matthias was running all over the place and he was trying to chase a goose around and that goose turned around and I went and grabbed, yanked him by the pants, like literally lift him up off the ground by the pants because I knew that there could be certain trouble with geese. These fucking geese, they're murderous. They have blood on their tongues.
They do. They're very protective.
Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about in this country, but the number one threat to our existence is ganders.
Yep.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Put it right down in the book. The Great Gander Treaty of 2023.
Okay. Yep.
If you see a goose on the road with a gander, run them over.
The gander.
They're going to murder you. They're certain to murder you. So run them over.
You go. That's on the gander.
Glide over that gander with your big old truck.
I've got a whole long list now of treaties.
That's great. We'll never use them for what we, I don't know.
They're there.
Whatever. Hey, guess what?
Well, I was going to say, the last thing that I wrote in the regular, because I have a section related to treaties.
You already know what I'm going to talk. You already know what I'm going
to
say.
I have a section related to treaties, and I have another section where I just write random things that going back and looking at it, they make no sense.
Yeah.
So
that's what a notebook is.
Right.
And, you said notebook.
Yeah,
I always am mesmerized by people who keep a diary.
I know.
Because it's like, I can't remember what I had for breakfast and it was 2 hours ago.
I've tried journaling and I've tried all that stuff, but I just can't do it.
And I don't find it
good
to be
for
very.
People that do.
Yeah, I don't find it to be very therapeutic because my handwriting is awful and my hand hurts after a minute. And I'm like, this sucks. I used to try and keep like an electronic journal in my notes. And this is like years ago, but I still have them. So one day, a couple months ago, I was like scrolling through, just deleting stuff. And I went all the way back. I think it was to like 2016 or 17, right as I was meeting Astrid. You know, I'm in love and I'm like, I'm going to be a better man for Astrid. Let me start journaling.
Right.
Guess
that
what?
Makes you better.
Yeah. I didn't understand
work.
A word that I was
I've
saying.
Got like five different journals that I've started, but that
they
don't. Go.
I love the books.
The books are
the
really
books are
beautiful.
Amazing, but I have nothing meaningful unless it's 33 Willie lyrics, and I don't think anybody's going to be like saving those anytime soon.
Well, going back to the notebook, the last thing that I have on here is Marlon Wedding.
Oh, do I have a Marlon update?
So I'm so happy to hear this.
So we talked about Marlon the last episode. And I had mentioned that I hadn't heard from him since I heard that they had gotten back together.
Because they broke up.
They broke up.
Then they got back together. Saw her with another man.
Saw her with another man, like right after they got broke up, right after they
at their favorite watering
up.
Hole.
That's right. Wasn't his favorite watering hole, became his favorite watering hole. So then he stupidly decided to go back to her favorite watering hole. And then it was like their watering hole. In the breakup, someone's got to get rid of the bar. You have to lose the bar. That's just the reality of breaking up. Like when I got a divorce, there were just certain bars I knew I couldn't go into.
Right.
Because my ex-wife's friends and possibly my ex-wife were going to be there. I just didn't go there. I just found a whole other set of bars in Alabama to go to. I just went to Chrissy's
house. That's when you and I really started hanging out.
I went to the Braves Stadium where all the drinks were free.
Exactly.
Thanks, Clear Channel.
Exactly.
So they broken up. He saw her with another man. Now, this is Marlon. Marlon is a guy that I've known for many years. For those of you that have just joined the podcast, maybe don't know what I'm talking about. Marlon is a friend of mine, guy that I've known for many years. And we touch base every once in a while. And months ago, he started telling me the story about how he went on a website for sugar mamas. He found a sugar mama, much older than him, almost twice his age. And they started dating. And she is filthy rich. And she likes to spend her money in the way that she likes it. And she likes her men to do exactly what she wants them to do. Like, literally.
She'll pay for it.
Yeah, she'll pay for it.
Yeah.
If she doesn't think that you're going to live up to the style she's accustomed to, she will give you the money to make sure that you're going to do the things, the lifestyle that she's accustomed to, which is just amazeballs to me. It's like, it sounds so lovely.
It does.
I didn't have to think about having sex with an 80-year-old woman. That's the only thing that would hold me back, right? I'm just being honest about that.
Yeah.
And so was Marlon. So Marlon needed some help in the bedroom. And anyway, they break up and she says, we're getting too involved. Emotionally, we're getting too involved and I have no interest.
Well,
so
he wanted her to meet his friends.
Yeah.
And she was like,
like a pretty simple request. Nah. Yeah. It's like an episode of Love is Blind.
I know.
Why not? By the way, on that Love is Blind, none of those families appreciate what's going on.
No, they don't, for the most part.
Every couple has one.
Like, yeah. You're doing what?
Mm-hmm. So I want you to take a guess. So I called Marlon because we were talking about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I called him. I texted him. And then he called me this morning when I was taking a job.
Journaling.
When I was journaling down by the river. A.K.A.
The gander of geese.
Yes, gander of geese. Eating my entrails. So he called me. Guess where he is?
I mean, I can't even guess because he's been all around the world at this point with her.
He is now currently, as we speak, at another swingers resort down in the Caribbean.
Oh.
Another adults only, all-inclusive resort. And they have decided to be together, boyfriend, girlfriend, which is a big step.
But swing.
Huge step. But swing.
Okay.
But swing.
Because that doesn't seem complicated at all.
No, as if things weren't complicated enough, Marlon has decided to take the extra step of allowing another dick in the bedroom. It's unbelievable. He has gone from, this will be fun as a joke, to I'm all in 100%. And she's letting him, in my opinion, walk all over him.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlon that I knew, this guy threw a TV. I'm going to say this. I love you, Marlon. And it's not his real name, by the way, just to let you know. I went to Miami once with this guy. He calls me up on like a Thursday. He says something about my mom gave me some free Delta tickets. Let's go to Miami. I'm renting us a room down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we rent a room on Collins Avenue. This is like, we're talking about 30 years ago now. 25 years ago. He rents a room on Collins Avenue, right there near the beach. It's springtime.
Is that like that whole arts district area?
One street back from the actual beach,
okay.
Right? So it's called Collins Avenue. It is, yes. It's the Art Deco district.
It's the strip.
Yeah, the strip. The Art Deco strip, where all the hotels are and stuff. We ended up going to this place called The Lily, which is still there to this day. It's a beautiful hotel, but it's a little boutique artsy Art Deco. You don't check in at a check-in stand. You check in at the bar. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you walk in, there's a bar, you check in, you get your actual physical key that you turn the door with. So he brings his sister, he brings his girlfriend. His sister is like 3 years younger than us. His sister and his girlfriend. And we have rooms directly across the hallway from each other. One night, I heard a bunch of yelling and screaming. And so I walked out into the hallway and his girlfriend was walking away toward the bar area in hysterics. She was like crying.
Oh, no.
But Marlon was nowhere to be found. So I followed her down and I was like, what is going on? And she is like so hysterical, sloppy crying. And she's like, the TV, he threw the TV at me. And I was like, he threw a TV at you.
Marlon.
And this is before TVs didn't weigh anything. This is when TVs actually weighed something.
Huge, yeah.
Huge. You had to pick them up. They were like 40 pounds. He threw the TV out the window because the girl that he was with was talking to another guy at a bar.
Oh, nice.
This is not the same. Now, it was a moment of drunk weakness, and he didn't actually throw it at her, according to him, right? And no one was hurt, by the way, in this incident. But
he threw a TV.
He threw a fucking TV because he was so
another guy.
Incensed and jealous about another guy. And now he's allowing another dick in the bedroom.
Yeah, you live and you learn.
So I said, Marlon, let me ask you a question. Are you like really allowing another dick in the bedroom? He said, I did last night.
Yeah.
I said, you allowed another dick in the bedroom last night. He said, yeah, it was kind of weird. And we had to be careful not to touch heads, right? But we took turns.
Yeah.
Pounding away at my 70-year-old something girlfriend. I was like, this is crazy.
Wow.
This is crazy.
With maturity.
No!
With age and maturity comes help if it's offered.
Oh my God, Chrissy, I just can't even imagine. This is one
thing.
She's
very particular, right?
She's very particular.
Yeah, maybe he's just like, whoa, maybe let somebody else share the responsibility.
It might be a relief to him. I never thought about that. Yeah, let him dick her down.
Right. let her tell that guy what to do.
So, ready for this?
I'll sit over here with a drink.
So, they get to the resort a couple of days ago, and he told me that they went downstairs, they go to the bar where everyone's kind of going. Parts of the resort are clothing optional, of course. Mm-hmm. And so they're, you know, it's nighttime and the bar's there and everyone's having a good time. It's Saturday night. Everyone's feeling it. But the one man that they liked that they were talking to who was younger, he said like in his mid-30s, that was younger, he was not interested in the proposition. They asked him directly, right? You want to come back up to the room? We'll hang out, we'll party. And he was like, no, thanks. I'm just here to, you know, I'm here to have fun.
Not be with y'all.
Yeah. So what they, that's right, not to be with your wrinkly old girlfriend. So he said that there was another man that was sitting at the bar that they had been speaking with for some of the night, and they decided to approach him. And I go, what was his age? He was in his 60s, Chrissy, in his 60s. So this is Marlon in his early 40s, this guy in his mid-60s. And the girlfriend that's almost 80. Yeah. How old was she? 30, 74 or something like that?
I think
74.
So.
And they went back to the room and they had a good time. And he said it was very interesting. He goes, I've never been involved in a situation like this. He said, I can't say I 100% enjoyed it, but I can't tell you that, with all honesty, I can't tell you that
Marlon,
it was all that bothersome.
Trying new things, getting out there.
He needs a brother husband. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the next one on Brother Husband.
Yes. See if you can hook him up with the TLC people.
I am so interested to find out where this goes. And I told Marlon, if there's a wedding, I don't care what she says, I have to be invited to the wedding. To be invited to the wedding. Because I could see them
going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with you.
Chrissy, we're going to all get on that private plane and we're going to fly to whatever exotic location she wants to have the wedding at. But you know we have to be invited to this wedding.
We have to.
He said no because he doesn't want it all over the podcast, but I say yes. I'm going to respond to that email from his girlfriend and I'm going to say, we must be invited to the wedding. We promise we'll tell the story respectfully, but we must be invited to the wedding.
I don't know if I see a wedding coming out of this.
No, no, no.
It seems like she's very, you know, free. She's been married. She's been there, done that.
Yep.
She wants to have fun now and not be legally tied to somebody and, you know, just having fun.
I actually think that she wants to protect Marlon because she understands that she may only have another 5 to 7 good years of independence left. Maybe not. There are people in their 90s.
I was going to say, that being said, there's plenty of people now living into late 90s.
Late
90s. Still, you would never know.
That fucking Dalai Lama says he's going to live to 113. Keep on sucking those tongues and no, you're not.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So there's the update. Now Marlon is back together. They're officially together, but they have agreed to bring other people into the bedroom. By the way, works both ways. So Marlon can have
girls
into the bedroom as long as she approves. But she told
communication's
him.
Communication's key.
Yeah. She told him, I may not be that interested in getting involved, but you're welcome to open the relationship up.
Where is this resort? Not because I want to go there, but because I want to make sure I don't accidentally.
Jamaica.
See, I'm planning a trip to Jamaica right now. And I noticed we're so excited to go. I've never been.
That's lovely.
And I'm so excited to go, but I've noticed there's quite a few of these resorts that are like clothing optional. So my fear would be that I would inadvertently book myself at a swingers resort.
You have to be really careful about which resort you pick. Yes. I know this about a couple of different places down in the Caribbean, that you have to be careful about which adults-only resort that you pick. Like, if you don't want a family-friendly resort, you have to be careful that you don't get yourself into one of those. I mean, not careful. You just have to be mindful.
Right.
That you may have a floppy dick.
Yeah,
you may go to sit and have a nice, you know, suntan pina out near colada. The beach. Yeah, pina colada. You might get a penis grata right in your face.
Right. Now, not that there's anything wrong with that. And hey, maybe when I'm in my 70s, I do want to go to one of these places. But I would like a different type of vacation first when I go to Jamaica.
I have so many friends and potentially family members who have been to these type of places. And
it's like the secrets.
It's wild. Yeah. Secrets. What's the hedonism? Okay. Hedonism 1, 2, 3, and 4. They have a number of them.
4.
Yeah. They can't.
We didn't just stop with 3.
We've got a problem.
Hedonism ocho.
Yeah. We've got a problem. We've got so many flaccid penises at numero uno. We got to open up a numero dos. Yeah. I mean,
keep going. Demand, supply and demand.
Supply and demand. Mm-hmm. And apparently, they're only becoming more popular. And apparently, they're only becoming younger in average age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marlon says this
is more fluid nowadays. Yes.
He says that this is not what you would think of like a nudist swingers resort, which is, it's an old trope, but it's true. You think of old swingers resorts and you think of older folks being there, right? People who are retired.
I think of like a really, like a gray haired man with man boobs and extremely tan.
Really tan.
Gold chain, maybe.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
A little tuft of hair right here. Maybe a little tuft of hair right above his balls. Yeah. Some wiry ball hair. And then just like a really long ball sack. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hanging out. Walking around the pool, talking to people casually. Hey, so where are you from? Georgia? That's great. He says he's swinging his dick back and forth.
Yeah.
We're snowbirds. Came from Ohio to get out of the snow. Tan my dick. yeah, listen.
But not so, you're saying. No. Marlon's saying, no, it's way younger. I can see that. There's so many people that are totally fine with, you know, boy, girl, they, them, whatever.
It's a different universe.
There's a whole other universe.
It's a different universe. He says that it's a relatively young crowd. He goes, I said average age. He said average age 35 probably.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, half of them falling below, half of them falling above. He said you still have a lot of the older folks because they're retired. Mm-hmm. And now that they don't, he talked to a guy last time he went. He talked to like a much older gentleman, like in his 70s. And Marlon's question to him was and the guy was like, I just started coming here like 5 years ago and I love it. And I brought a couple of my girlfriends here and I just have so much fun here. I have, you know, I feel free here. And And Marlon says, why only 5 years ago? Like, were you not interested in this when you were younger? And he goes, oh yeah, I was a hippie kid. Like, I loved to go to the parties and everyone was topless and naked. I loved that. But then I got a job.
Yeah.
And then the internet came along. He's like, so two things. I didn't want to get fired from my job. I wanted to have my job. But number two, once the internet came along, it was pretty apparent that everything could be essentially put recorded in a museum called the internet and that it could be there forever.
Documented.
He said, now that I'm retired and I don't have to worry about job, who cares? Who gives a shit? Right? So
there's a freedom in that.
There is a huge freedom in that, to let your balls swing in the air freely. Let
get sunburned and all.
Ball air.
Is that the ocean? No.
Is that the ocean? No, ball air.
Bob just walked by.
Look at him. Swinging his ball. You know what I'm talking about. Those guys in the banana hammocks. It's just like the strippers.
Feel that cool beach breeze. Oh, wait.
Chrissy.
It's Brian.
It's Brian's ball air. Look at him over there with his banana hammock just making it go up and down. You know, you've seen the old Chippendales videos where the guys are wearing those little banana hammocks and they're just throwing their dicks back and forth. And it looks like the bathing suit
is... I've been to a Chippendales show
before. Oh my God. Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to this male strip club here? Blake's? Yeah. Or not Blake's.
No, it was like the Cornette Club or something.
No. The one
that was half women, half men.
Yeah, yeah. No, the one that was all men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Swingin' Richards. Swingin'
Richards.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Were they all
closed.
Nude there?
Yeah, I mean, there were different stages of undress, but yes, there was complete nudity.
Complete nudity. Mm-hmm. And so were these guys like half hard? Did they have like halfies?
Yeah.
Did they have full erections?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them?
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I heard an old myth from a guy who was a stripper,
Brian,
that you weren't...
There's pills and shots.
No,
and all kinds
I know,
of stuff.
But I'm like, can you actually have an erection? Like, is that even legal to have an erection while you're on stage?
Well, I don't know. It's closed now. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Closed down.
It's probably all the boners.
At the time, it was.
Sir, I need to see your boner permit. I can see the farce and fire marshal coming in. Okay, everyone settle down. There's 12 too many boners here. Let me get 12 boners out. I had a friend who was a stripper. Remember I told you about this guy? He's a male stripper, clearly gay, and left me with his girlfriend all the time while he went to go whatever he was
gallivant.
Doing. His wife, excuse me, not his girlfriend, his wife.
His wife,
yeah. But he used to tell me, at least where he was dancing, that it was not allowed to have you were not allowed to have an erection, and that if you felt one coming on, you had to dance your way off stage.
I'm picturing like a cane with the hook.
What happened to Dave? He was cool. I liked his dick. I got a halfie. He had to leave. They're currently punching him in the penis. Behind the curtain. Get that boner down.
Good times
indeed. I had no idea that Dave would have come or go on stage with erections. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's aggressive. Weren't you scared?
I mean,
of like a big honking?
Obviously, there were copious amounts of alcohol in all of us that were there. So we were like, wow.
Did like the girls like touch the dick?
I mean, there was not touching.
There was not touching. Okay. So like a lot like a female strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was like, you know, they were dancing, music was playing, shots were being taken.
Yeah.
It was one of those.
If you go to certain places, you can touch the girls all you want, as long as you're in the VIP area and they have approved of you touching them, right? I've certainly been to those kind of strip clubs. But the classier strip clubs, touching is a no-no.
No.
You can put like a hand on a back if you're getting like a lap dance or something like that, if it's approved, if it's consensual, right? But most of the time, you would get thrown out immediately.
No, and those security people are eagle-eyed. I mean, they are watching everything.
Yeah, that time I got kicked out for throwing pennies on the stage.
Well,
that was not me, actually.
We got kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was dancing.
Chrissy.
I was dancing to the music.
Yeah.
But you can't do that.
You can't do that. Mm-mm. No. But you were getting a little aggressive with it. So, well, they didn't know if it was a tryout. You didn't actually strip.
No.
I just want to be clear about that. Chrissy was not naked. She was just dancing on a table at the strip club. She was taking too much attention
away.
Years ago. 2019. No, this is 2008, 7, who knows?
Right.
Listen, I thought this was a good segue into something that I found online. Our good friends at ITV.
Oh,
we love them. The morning show at ITV is just the wildest morning show. The other day, they had a breast examination for Save the Tata Month.
Mm-hmm.
They had a breast examination on air with naked titties.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how the British roll. They say, hey, you want some titties with your crumpets?
That's one day. The next day, they're interviewing alien.
A ghost fucker.
Ghost fucker. Alien
fucker. Ship. All the whole thing. But they're always doing these, like, they call them, you know, what do they call them? Like
they
people
act so
stories?
Serious. Yeah.
Lifestyle stories.
Lifestyle
stories. But really what they are is they're silly people doing silly things. I mean, God bless America, but it's kind of silly.
Just to give a picture, because most people I know are listening, they are in a studio that looks like a Good Morning America type studio.
They're overlooking the River Thames.
Yeah, it looks beautiful out there. You know, there's nice furniture. They're coiffed and, you know, well put together.
Mm-hmm.
but they're talking about people who fuck aliens, yeah, and they're talking to the people.
Yeah, they're seriously interviewing the guy who thinks he fathered 6 million alien children.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to take seriously.
And how did that happen? Yeah.
And so tell me, what are the names? How do you name an alien child? And you're like, dude, he just said he had 6 million alien kids, and you want to know I named them? I have so many additional questions.
I know.
I would burst out laughing in a second, but they do not.
No.
Because that's not how the English roll. They're really good at this. They're really good at poker faces. And that's what these two interviewers did. So anyway, we love them at ITV. And I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do.
TCB.
Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video. Plus, you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/the commercial break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at the commercial break and TCB live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of the commercial break. And I found a video that I think is apropos for the conversation we've been having about Marlon and his almost 80-something girlfriend now. And that is a woman in her 80s who claims she is not a sugar mama, even though she is dating an extremely young man. You ready?
Yeah, I'm
ready.
Let's
take a listen. They're going to preface this, by the way, for us. So
back in January, we met 81-year-old Iris Jones, who joined us on the sofa to tell us about her relationship with her 36-year-old toy boy, Mohammed.
Well, none of us expected what happened next. We're obviously fascinated, as I'm sure is everybody else.
Yeah.
That night.
The first night.
Oh, the first night. Pretty rough.
They do get a surprise face.
$103,000! Perfectly suited for women over 83, 84, 85. Please call your doctor if you're over 90. None of these have been approved by the FDA. Of course, the FDA doesn't matter anymore because judges just vote them down. We'll be back after these messages.
It was rough. Nobody had been near me for 35 years. I thought I was a virgin again.
Oh, really?
Anyway, but can I say what we used? A whole tube of KY jelly?
Oh.
Yeah, you can say that.
This is the first time I'm seeing them actually have some kind of reaction.
God, yes, because the 81-year-old woman, who, by the way, looks every bit of 81 years old. Yes. She's got the humpback, osteoporosis going on. I mean, I'm making fun of that. I know that's a horrible thing, but that's how she looks. She's got a hump. She's literally crouched over, and she's saying that the first night was really rough. I felt like I was a virgin again.
And they used the whole thing of KY.
You would have only needed one drop of Y-33,000! The slickest substance known to man. Not even sure what it's made of.
And the thing is, I couldn't walk the next day. Yeah, I felt as if I'd been riding a horse.
Wow. Go Iris. Get it in.
I've never even had a woman say that about me. I can't wait to meet her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Also, wasn't in it. Anyway, we got over that.
Well, Iris has certainly been busy since we last met. After some months apart, she's now been reunited with her 36-year-old boyfriend, Mohammed. They join us now from Cairo in Egypt. Welcome, both of you. Iris, lovely to see you.
They join us from the Great Pyramids.
They join us from the Great Pyramids. Mohammed, show us your dick.
I know, right? That's what everybody's thinking.
By the way, Mohammed, God bless his little soul, is wearing a t-shirt for Pyrex dishes. Do you see that?
Yes. No, it's a it says digital design over style.
Yeah, Pyrex dishes. Okay. Yeah. Number one. Number two, Iris has a wig on. It's he does. Just too funny. You got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. This looks like a joke. This is like, looks like an improv show.
You, Mohammed, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Assalamu alaikum.
And to both
of
you,
and to the whole of England.
Which is a greeting.
Oh, what is she? She's a queen of Egypt now?
She is. She's integrated.
Assalamu alaikum from here in Egypt.
To all of England.
Me and Mohammed fucking long into the night to free the people of England from certain sin.
An Egyptian greeting?
It means peace be unto you, or good morning, or hello.
Well, that sounds lovely. Greeting. Sounds good to me. So just explain, for anyone who missed you the last time you were on here, how did the both of you meet?
We met on Facebook, June the 21st, 2019. Mohammed messaged me because we found we had a lot of interest.
This is
archaeology.
It sounds like the beginning of every one of those catfish type stories.
Absolutely.
You know, some hot guy.
I'm waiting for Neve to come out any moment. Yeah,
exactly. But they're doing it.
They actually connected.
Yeah.
He was an actual person behind there. He messaged her.
Good
because
for you, Mohammed.
Yeah. I don't know, Mohammed. I'm reserving judgment on this one.
General knowledge. And I always wanted to go to Egypt to see the pyramids. And he said he would be a tour guide there. And from there, it escalated into...
anal sex! Sir, what exactly were you touring? With the inside of her vagina? Sir, answer the question.
Blown love.
Full-blown love. And really and truly, Iris, we've never had a reaction to anything quite like the reaction when you were on here last time. And how has that been for you? Because you've become quite the celebrity, haven't you?
I think I'm a minor celebrity. I wish I had the money to go with it. Anyway, as I say...
Iris is a spitfire.
She is.
Oh, man.
I love how they connected on general knowledge.
Yeah, on general knowledge.
You know.
We have a lot of general knowledge in common. A number of geese is a gander.
Well, we was locked down. I had to come home because of coronavirus, hoping to go back in May of last year to get married, but it never, planes were grounded, British Airways, Egypt Air, couldn't get over there.
And Mohammed?
He's like,
I don't know why I fucking agreed to do this. I could be at home designing new Pyrex dishes for my microwave. This is an important project.
What's up there?
That's so.
What? Is that him?
Why is he so upset?
Yes.
He's angry.
Well, she started talking about getting married.
Yeah, he started talking about getting married. He's probably still upset that she said that, you know, it took a whole bottle of KY. Because, you know, he's Muslim. And one of the things you know, if you've ever watched a 90 Day Fiancé, or you just have any general knowledge, is that knowledge. Having sex with a random woman when you're Muslim is not exactly smiled upon.
Yeah. And
I guess it just depends on how strictly you follow the religion. But I think he seems a little bit uncomfortable
here. He's loose, though.
Yeah, he's loose. He fucks anybody he finds on Facebook with additional general knowledge.
Phone's going. What? Because you were also set a date in September, didn't you?
We had an appointment at the embassy for September the 16th of this year, and everything went according to plan. They wished us well with the Egyptian authorities. That's when.
And then I got bunions, and I had to call the whole thing off.
We had to go to next, but there's been a few problems with them, with degree absolutes and affirmation of this. There's so many documents.
Yeah.
It would fill a directory. It really would.
Well, thanks, Iris, for putting the entire audience to sleep here in the UK.
Very frustrating.
Go back to the fucking.
Tell us more about the fucking, Iris.
So actually, you're not that fussed about getting married. You know, you're in love. You've got your man by your side. But for Mohammed, it's different. He really does want to get married.
It's different rules and regulations over here. They prefer couples before, you know, they prefer them to be married before they sort of live together. And it's part of their culture.
Yeah.
You know, you can ask Mohammed about it if you want, yeah, about
so,
that.
So, Mohammed, what is it about getting married? Why do you...
That guy cracks me up, that interviewer.
So, Mohammed.
What?
Sir?
What?
Tell me exactly why you want to get married to this woman who's 81 years old. Oh, she have nice vagina. Her vagine is wonderful. Sir, are you telling me you'd rather pound an 81-year-old woman than someone your own age? Do you, sir? Many happy thank yous to you and everybody in the United Kingdom. Sir, answer the question.
Need to get married.
Because our culture and our Islam, all things must be legal. In the firm, I start, I'm sorry. Hello, everybody in the studio and around on the wallet. My name is Muhammad Ahmed. I'm Egyptian man. I have bachelor of Egyptian business administration.
She just laughed at him.
Because he's doing like an introduction to a presentation. Hi, my name is Brian Green. I'll be here to talk about podcasting.
What? I'm an American man.
You want to know why I fucked this girl so hard? That's kind of a weird question. I'm here to give a presentation on Pyrex dishes.
She's like rubbing his leg too.
Yeah, because I understand. Like it's not his language.
Right.
And now he's on
trying
TV.
To calm him.
Yeah. All of a sudden they became famous for no reason. He just wanted to have sex with an older lady, and now he's in front of everybody. And he's probably practiced this in front of the mirror for 12 days. You know he
probably
did, just so he could, because that's what I would do if someone said. If Astrid said, I need you to go on TV in Venezuela or in Spain to talk about the commercial break, I would practice for days exactly what I was going to say to make sure that I got my Spanish and my enunciation appropriate. So I kind of feel for the guy a little bit here because he's in a very nerve-wracking position.
And I have...
Which he was with her last night. He didn't want to break her little bones.
Engineering, of course, is. I am working in a welding inspector. I meet Aris on net. We chat many time, much time. And she want to come to Egypt to see pyramids. I meet her. I found Aris understood me, and gave me comfortable.
So we chat, and then we fuck.
Met on the net.
Yeah.
Here. But must hitchhikers enter our life and demean us? Why? The love don't know any different.
But
between religion,
between
ages, between countries, between anything. This is our life. Aris chose me, and I am chose Aris. That's all matters.
Aww.
And I want to say thing for all people attack our love. One thing.
I think it's so beautiful how they roll their tongues. No,
the
language.
Oh, the love.
Yeah, oh, no, the love. I mean, this is not, if you watch the 90 Day Fiancé series, The Other Way, After the 90 Day, all this other stuff,
yeah.
It's not uncommon for Muslim men, younger Muslim men, to fall in love with American or English older ladies. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's, like, culturally that's a thing. Like, they like the mother figure maybe more is attractive to them. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But it seems to be something that's relatively common. If you watch 90 Day Fiancé and you take that like your newscast, which I do, then you would see that this feels extraordinarily common. It almost every single season of 90 Day Fiancé or 90 Day the Other Way, they have two or maybe three couples that are younger Muslim men with older women.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I'm saying the way he rolls his tongue.
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That's not your business. Focus your lives. Go to hell. That's all.
Go to hell. Focus your lives and go to hell. Jeez, Muhammad, what did we do? We're just talking about.
Well, he's saying it to all the naysayers, the haters.
Oh, well, it was your girlfriend that went on TV and said she got fucked with a bottle of lube.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that.
You didn't have to do that, Iris.
very, very passionate about his passionate about his feelings.
Penis.
sorry, and I am angry. Please listen to me. I am angry about saying on media. You say, and the old people say, toy boy. I am not toy boy.
He's not a toy boy.
I am a man. I am a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it says, I am a man. Don't toy boy. And I am not game. Okay, please. Please don't say that again. And he's
letting everybody straight.
Wow,
here.
Yeah. He's letting people know. He does not want to be called a toy boy. Mm-mm. Toy boy. And he's not interested in having people talk about his love life or question his motives behind his love with Iris.
A toy boy means a game. But it's our life is not a game.
No, absolutely.
And normally Muhammad is very, very shy when he's speaking. He's not shy in bed.
So we've heard many of times.
1-3000. You're reaching the limits of what Y-Ryan 3000 can accomplish, Muhammad. I'm just letting you know. Be careful. Be careful there, Muhammad.
Muhammad, you felt that she slightly overshared last time she was on the show. Iris, did he sort of have a bit of a word with you after that?
Yes, he said, why was I so graphic? I said, because I speak the truth. I mean, I bought a tube of...
I speak the truth. He pounded my pussy so hard that night. Literally made me bleed. Couldn't walk for days. He got me from behind. He got me from the front. We did a lot, and I mean a lot, of wheelchair and walker fucking. And if you haven't fucked on a walker yet, you got to give it a try. Swing your legs around and let Muhammad go at you.
KY jelly with me this time.
This is not true.
We didn't open it. We haven't used it. I might take it back to the shop and get me money back.
so you don't need it anymore.
Again, Aris, I told you, don't you say that.
I am
very sorry.
No,
we don't mind. I am proud of it.
I mean, come on, Muhammad. I know that it's like culturally, it's a little bit upsetting, but you must be a little bit proud. Like a little bit proud. Whenever someone says,
Iris is proud.
I remember the one and only time someone has given me a compliment as a lover in public, I felt so proud. Yeah. So proud. And then I realized that they were talking about another man altogether.
That's why we love Iris.
Don't you worry. No. Yeah, definitely. So what are the...
As it is now...
Pardon?
We are trying to rush the Egyptian embassy and the Home Office in Britain to get the papers sorted out so that we can say we are well and truly married and we'll be able to prove to the world that age makes no difference to love. I mean, when... I used to dream, let's say I'm 81 years old. I never ever dreamed about a perfect love. But when I met Muhammad, I realized that dream came true. It is real, true love. And the age gap just disappears into the distance.
Yeah.
Because of
Yes, please, Aris. Please.
Please, shut your pie hole. Now let Muhammad talk. I gotta be careful about this. I wonder if any man 34 years old, relatively attractive, could have come into Iris's life and this same thing would have happened. Like at 81 years old, of course you don't expect to find like the love of the 45 year old young.
Yeah. Brian, they had general knowledge connection.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Step back.
I should
focus in on what. Connection.
Brian. I know. When general knowledge.
You don't find general knowledge all the time.
You don't find general knowledge.
Every day.
But when you do, it's generally known that you fall in love with someone.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, nothing brings a couple together like general knowledge.
Boom.
Love is Blind is basically an ode to general knowledge. If you know a couple of platitudes about relationships and you have some general knowledge, then you're good. Last night they're in the pods and one lady is wearing a black sweater and the other guy is wearing a very dark purple sweater. Mm-hmm. And so he says, tell me what you're wearing. And she goes, oh, I'm wearing like a lavender blouse or sweater or whatever. And he goes, it's serendipity. I'm wearing purple too. And I'm like, neither of you are wearing purple, first of all. Second of all, what the fuck? How is that serendipity? You're stretching there, bro. And then he asked her to marry her. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
He would have been like, that serendipity, especially if she would have been like, oh, I got on a skimpy little top.
I got a slinky little top. He would have been like, I have a slinky little top on too.
That's what he really wanted to hear.
That's right. Everybody knows you wear a slinky little top in the second date. It's general knowledge. We're meant to be.
People have materialists. All think money, money, money. Money don't, not all think. Many people rich, but not happy. Many poor people, but is happy. We search about happiness. I have a money. I am travel many countries. I don't need anything from Aris.
Yeah.
Not I am. I love Britain, but Britain not heaven. Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to say.
Jeez.
All right,
Mohammed. We get it.
Straight.
We get it. Go to hell, everybody. Go to hell, and everybody. You seem so angry, Mohammed. I thought you guys were in love. What's going on there? First of all, second of all, you guys have general knowledge. You'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything will be okay. We have general knowledge.
Binds you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy, when you get the GK. When you have the GK, you know
that
things
stand,
are on the right path.
That doesn't stand for je ne sais quoi.
That's right. No, it does not. Because I don't even know how to spell je ne sais quoi.
It's not with a G and a K. But
it's not a G and K.
It does make me think of it.
Not a gynecological exam, guys. It's general knowledge.
Mohammed is open to offers. You've only got to look at that face and that hair. And he's got a perfect six-pack if he keeps his stomach in. He's available for television work. And if anyone, anyone wants an 81-year-old woman for a fashion shoot, I'm your woman. I'm here waiting.
They're doing an audition for ITV.
They're selling themselves.
Do you have general knowledge? That's the question here.
I do.
The only question needs to be answered. You are so generally knowledgeable to me. Can't you see? You know 2 + 2 = 4. You know that the sun is in the sky. You have so much general knowledge to me.
We could do with the money because we've been spending like there's no tomorrow and we're both broke.
Oh my God.
Stop. Please don't stop. I love you very much.
Sorry for all this.
No,
we love
Listen,
her.
We really do. We adore her. She's got a special place in our heart.
It's lovely to meet you too, Mohammed, as well. And please, if you do get over here, do come and see us. We'd love to meet you both again.
Yeah.
Belize.
Yes, okay then.
Nice to
talk to you, Phil and Holly. Again, assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Take care.
Belize, I hope accessories help us to complete our papers, our documents.
Our marriage.
Belize.
Yeah.
Accessories.
I'll even look to Boris.
Oh,
please
help nothing, us. Yeah, nothing like going to ITV to get the embassy to help you get a marriage certificate. Well, Marlon, we have some good insight into what you're dealing with now. And good luck to you, sir. That's all I got to say. I don't even know what to think. Like, now that I see it, now that I see it on TV, like, I see what an 81-year-old with a 40-something-year-old looks like.
Yeah.
It looks a little much, if I'm just saying so myself. But listen, far be it for me to determine who's in love and who's not in love, or what you want or what you don't want, because I got my own story and it's probably just as goofy to a number of people. And Astrid and I also connected on general knowledge. So there you go.
On the net.
On the net. Net, net, chat, chat, fuck. You know, we did the whole thing. I wish I could name that the name of the episode. Net, net, chat, chat, fuck. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go for all the information about Chrissy and I. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video. You can contact us, especially if you want your free 21 EPM sticker. 21 ejaculations per month. We're sending you a free sticker and a little note. Actually, this month, we're sending 2 free stickers, Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you get a special additional sticker. No charge. Free. and if you'd like to talk to us, do us a favor. text us, 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all right there. It's toll-free anywhere in the world. Text us. We'd love to hear from you at the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok. You know, we've gotten like 70 TikTok followers in like the last day.
Woo!
Did you know that?
No.
It's crazy how that algorithm works.
Yeah. Serves it up.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll lose all of them the next time I post something. Yeah. Make one post, everyone's happy with you. Make two posts, everyone leaves. You know what I'm saying? YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak for full episodes exactly at the same time they air here on the audio feed. And please do us a favor. Go leave that review on Apple. I'll check it once a month, and I'll let you know how I feel about it later. Okay, so, Chrissy, I guess that's all we can do for today.
I think
so,
Brian.
There's only so much we can take in one afternoon, right?
That's true.
So I'm going to go decompress after watching Muhammad and Iris. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I must say, we always say, and we do say,
goodbye.